reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a girl promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. The girl's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she can't have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May this happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Our Lady is visiting us today.
Thank you.
Mary's fiat is a pivotal moment in the history of mankind. Her affirmative response to the angel Gabriel's announcement of the incarnation, "May it happen to me as you have said," enables the greatest event to happen in the history of the world. Her fiat signifies her humble acceptance, trust, and obedience to God's will, and willingness to cooperate with God's plan, making her Mother of Jesus and the Church. Mary made herself a servant of God in a beautiful way, centered on self-denial out of love for God. She didn't use her life for her own purposes. She freely gave her life back to God and followed his plan. Because of the foreseen merits of Jesus, God the Father kept Mary free from all stain of original sin. "I am the Immaculate Conception," she told Bernadette at Lourdes. More profoundly than any other, it was she who first received the Word of God into her very self, through the unmerited grace of the Holy Spirit. She contemplated what this might mean, and from a stance of total self-offering, she gave that Word to the world. She unwaveringly said yes to God each step of the way. Mary's yes was a decision she made every day, continually renewed every time she chose the Lord's will over her own. She faced pain and suffering, but she knew nothing was impossible for God, and she trusted him. She trusted him with something that had never been seen in human history before. God brought about salvation through Mary's fiat. It is a model for all believers, showing how to respond with faith and obedience to God's call in our lives. Imagine what God could do with your fiat. Like Mary, you were created for a purpose, but that purpose will not be forced upon you. Your fiat must be born out of trust and love. The Lord asks us to trust him with our happiness. Can we do that? Can I trust that God will sustain me even when life is hard and uncomfortable? Can I have peace in the Lord's plan for me as Mary did? Mary's values are worth emulating. First, her humility. During prayer, we tend to tell God the things we desire, but how many of us say, "Lord, I humbly submit myself before you. Do whatever you see fit." Secondly, her faith. Mary didn't understand God's plan when she acquiesced to it, but she did it anyway. that is the very definition of faith. But back to the times when you didn't understand God's plan for your life, did you trust that his plan was better than yours? And thirdly, Mary's obedience. During the time of the Annunciation, women who got pregnant out of wedlock could be stoned to death. Mary risked it anyway because she wanted to obey God. What about us? Obeying God usually requires sacrifices. Would you make hard choices to obey God's will? Don't be afraid when God changes your plans. I invite you to ask Mary for her trust and confidence in God when you face unexpected moments of life. Also, Mary's yes was a decision she made every day. Likewise, our response requires a recommitment every single day for the rest of our lives. Some days will be harder than others. We are asked to trust and surrender to the will of God. With Mary's help, we too can commit to our own daily fiat. May we always be willing to proclaim Mary blessed, because Jesus is the fruit of her womb. We pray for the courage to stand with Christ just as Mary did, no matter what it may cost us. Under her protective mantle, all Christians gather to form the church, especially we Dominicans. We're under her mantle. May the prayers of this woman, clothed with the sun, where she is, and with the moon under her feet, bring Jesus to us and to the whole world. We ask you, Mary, to stand near us in the shelter of your Son's cross. Teach us how to love Jesus, who is your Son, your Savior, and your Lord, and who is our brother, our Savior, and our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.